Light and Wonder is now a licensed iGaming supplier in the Philippines. Light and Wonder has achieved a new milestone by becoming the first officially licensed e-gaming supplier accredited by the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR. The approval positions the global supplier and content aggregator as a key player in the Philippines, marking the company's entry into its 47th regulated market worldwide. Speaking ahead of the IAG Expo in Manila, Light and Wonder executives outlined their strategy for expansion in the Philippines. The company highlighted that the new license allows it to strengthen its footprint in Asia and broaden its partnerships with local operators. The supplier emphasized its intention to build on long-standing partnerships with land-based operators in the country and offer an integrated approach to omnichannel gaming. VP of Commercial Magdalena Podhorska-Okolau said the company would not be reinventing the wheel but instead focus on reinforcing and expanding relationships that already exist while developing new connections with operators. Light and Wonder's aggregation platform offers operators access to a catalog of more than 5,000 game titles developed by over 100 studios. The platform is designed with flexibility in mind, providing jackpot and promotional tools that can be layered across any game to enhance player engagement. Podhorska-Okolau highlighted the company's technology infrastructure, stating that its platform currently processes up to 130,000 transactions per minute with scalability options available to adjust as demand fluctuates. She added that the company has satisfied all platform requirements and accreditation standards set by PAGCOR, and integrations with operators in the Philippines are already underway. The certification represents a significant opportunity for Light and Wonder, as the Philippines continues to emerge as a hub for regulated iGaming within the Asia-Pacific region. The timing of the approval also coincides with major industry discussions surrounding regulation and market development in the country. PAGCOR continues Casino Filipino privatization. Alongside Light and Wonder's accreditation, PAGCOR itself is undergoing a pivotal transition. PAGCOR Chairman and CEO Alejandro Tenco, speaking at the IAG Academy Summit in Manila during the IAG Expo, confirmed that the regulator has completed and submitted documentation to the Governance Commission for Government-Owned and Controlled Corporations, GCG, as part of its plan to privatize its Casino Filipino properties. Tenco noted that approval from the GCG is required before privatization can proceed and that the agency is currently reviewing the submissions. Tenco explained that as the industry has matured, it has become increasingly important to separate the regulator's roles. He said that a referee cannot also be a player on the same court, stressing the need to decouple PAGCOR's regulatory and operational responsibilities. He acknowledged, however, that implementing such a change will involve careful legal consideration, as PAGCOR's framework is rooted in Presidential Decree 1869 and its Republic Act 9487 amendment. These laws, which outline the agency's mandate and obligations, would need to be adjusted with precision to support the transition. Despite the privatization process still awaiting clearance, Tenco stated that PAGCOR is not standing still. The regulator is pressing forward with renovation and modernization projects across its Casino Filipino properties. These efforts include upgrades to facilities and gaming equipment, with the objective of preparing the organization for a new era of competitiveness once its operational role is divested. The modernization program is being pursued even as the online gaming sector in the Philippines undergoes rapid growth and heightened scrutiny from regulators.